Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest and freshest edition of the THL podcast, where Loretta Blewett has just arrived back in the county of Mayo. Tommy Tiernan is in off the island, and I am sitting in my son's bedroom that looks like London after the bombings.
Why are you in your son's bedroom?
Because this is the quietest place I can go to.
Why is there mayhem in your house?
No, it's just downstairs. They're kicking O'Neill's balls off walls. They're watching a Netflix documentary on Captains of the World, which is brilliant, by the way, that World Cup documentary on the great captains of last year's World Cup. And there's too much activity downstairs. It's my wife's birthday as well, so.
Who are the great captains of the world, Hector?
Well, we can go into this. The great captains of the world. You gave me a lend of a book a couple of years ago. Which, did I give that book back to you yet?
Never.
Okay. It was a book that you gave to me to say, what makes a good captain? And I went through it. And who are the great captains? And it went through the captains of the Chicago Bulls and the captains of the NFL teams, and it went through Roy Keane, and he studied for 25 years to find the great captains of the world. But who are the great captains of the world?
And do you remember what his realization was at the end of the book? His realization was the captain is not the best player. The captain is the man or the woman prepared to put his head into the washing machine.
Exactly.
He's the often the mid-talented fella or woman who never stops fucking trying.
Yes.
Never. Box to box.
The unsung hero. The lad.
I'd be the captain of our team. I'd be the captain of our team. Then that's, you're describing me there.
Sorry, Louisa. I don't know if you probably didn't hear what I said there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You described me perfectly.
It's somebody who just keeps making an effort. I tell you what a good captain needs.
What?
Access to fish fingers.
Yes. Yes.
Captain Birdseye.
You look similar, very similar to him today. You've got the, oh my good God, he's on the points again. Is that keg not gone yet?
No, we had to get another keg delivered because there was only 88 pints in the first one.
Oh right, there was something wrong with it. Did you bring it back?
So we had to send it back. Said, there's something wrong with this. There's no drink left in it.
It looks great, Tommy.
So
it looks great. Can we have some this week?
We got another keg delivered there, so.
And you're wearing a polo neck.
No, you're wearing the polo neck.
No, but you've got a black polo neck on.
I've got a black jumper on.
Oh, you were looking distinguished there in the black polo neck. I thought you were wearing one.
Loretta, do tell us about your final few days in the land of the unfree, the land of the righteous Christian terrorist supporting.
The greatest land of all time. The greatest land of all time.
Of America.
Lads, I'm absolutely, I can't do it anymore. I'm absolutely fucked. I'm socialised out, I'm travelled out, and I just want to stay in Ireland now for the rest of my life.
This is such a change from last week.
So tell us about New York.
Oh, New York was awesome, as they say. New Year's Eve, 5,500 people went down to Times Square on New Year's Eve. That's about basically the entire population of Ireland went to Times Square
million,
in a tiny little spot. 5,500,000, sorry. What did I say?
5,500, that's the population of Belmullet.
5,500,000 people went in there. Apparently people wear nappies in there during the day. Because if you get your space, you can't go to the toilet. You can't get out of it. Hell on earth. I didn't go near it. I went to a good Irish bar. I think he's a Meath man. Francis Tavern down on the financial district, Eddie. And we had a fine feast there and loads of whiskies and champagne and all the rest of it. And we watched the ball been dropped in Times Square. So
I did an interesting thing with the phone, lads, which I must fill you in on. So as you know, I struggle with this machine and its addictiveness. I struggle with it. And I was reading a thing last night about how they're designed a lot like slot machines. And slot machines, one of the reasons slot machines are addictive is because it's the way they access the dopamine thing. And I can't remember what the three things were. It's familiarity, unpredictability, and color. And that's how they, geniuses are able to mix those things in a perfect way so that you keep wanting more. And I found myself, it's always the same websites I go back to and they're all colourful and it's all blue and reds and it's all the same kind of shite. And this fellow or this woman was saying, it's exactly the same with slot machines. And you go into these old casinos around the country from Ballybunnan to Tramore to Salt Hill and there's people just there all day firing in tuppences and thruppences and they're ka-ching and they're fucking, they can't get away from it. So this person put me onto this technique and I'm done with it, lads. It's over. Me and the phone are, and when I tell you what it is, you turn everything to fucking black and white.
What?
You go into your phone and you press a load of buttons.
Which buttons?
I can't remember the track. But you gotta find a way. It's in accessibility and then it's in colour something and you turn the whole thing to black and white. And I swear to fuck, it has lost its luster. I am no longer interested in surfing the fucking internet to find out what the 50 best television shows of 2023 were. Or
does that mean that you can watch it? It's Instagram turns black and white. Everything is black and white.
Everything is black and white. I'm done with it. It's over. It's over. And it's amazing because I woke up this morning and then, and my brain, normally I wake up in the morning and, you know, within an hour, the brain wants the frrrr of all the colourgy websites. And this morning, my brain just said, no, leave it, fucking leave it. There's nothing on that. And the black and white makes it harder to look at. So therefore you use
I'm interested
less.
In that. That's interesting. It does secrete that dopamine thing. You're on about the pokies there, them slot machines. But Tommy, the slot machines, what they're doing, they're pokies, they're called. We've stopped off in reservations, casinos and Indian reservations. We've been in Melbourne. In most cities in the world, we will go on marathon expeditions to play pokies. These pokies, the machines are like 15 foot high. They've got, you know, you're trying to get 15 buffalo to fill the screen. It's just this constant visual. It's like trying to get old. It's like a cartoon happening in front of your face. And that's what's in the phone as well. It's a cartoon all the time, filling your brain.
And I was looking at this website last night. Again, I'm a very boring kind of repetitive person. But I was looking at this website last night.
You're black and white and now your phone is black and white.
Yeah. And what I did was I realized in the one newspaper article I was reading, there were 7 ads. And I thought, that's what it's all about. It's, they call it the attention. What's for sale is your attention. And they'll do anything to get it. And the people will pay money for it. And I just went, no, fuck this. New year, new me. Fuck this phone. P-H-U-C-K-D-I-S-F-O-N-E. Fuck this phone.
Thankfully, you read that out. But you had another app a couple of weeks ago, that disabled all the apps so that you weren't interested in it.
Freedom.
And did that work?
The Freedom app also works. So I go on this and I check text messages and WhatsApps, and then I disable the internet until the same time tomorrow.
That's why we can only talk to him for a 2 hour window.
I'd be better off walking around with an actual fucking landline at this stage.
Why don't you get a flip phone? My father has an old one at home. I'll bring it up to you tomorrow.
That would be my word of advice for people, is black and white and the Freedom app.
Your advice for 2024.
Yes. Hector, tell us about the... people are all for making plans in January, but how does the... In so much as you know right now, how does the flow of the year
look? Looks like my passport is out of date. And it's my third passport. I have to get a new passport. I have 2 pages left in it.
Joey, you are. You're the Jason Byrne of TG Car.
The Bourne momentum. I go into the locker beside the bed, and I open the bottom drawer, and there's 19 passports. And there's a young Hector. There's a late Hector. There's a middle 30 Hector. Now I have to get another. I have to go up to the pharmacy in Lacka to get that photo. Oh my God. The fucking worst photo in the world. What are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to smile. No, stick out the tongue. But I'll get the new photo. I have to get a new passport because we're back on the road in April in Puerto Rico, in Trinidad and Tobago, and in Jamaica for a trilogy of shows. My goal at the moment is to make contact with Rohan Marley. There's the oldest son of the Marleys. I'm trying to work some stuff there. We don't want to go to the Marley house. We're trying to get some interesting stories in Jamaica. And Florence Griffith Joyner. Do you remember Florence Griffith Joyner? One of the greatest female sprinters of all time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Shelley Ann Fraser, the one with the mad purple hair and the mad... Do you ever see Shelley Ann Fraser, fastest woman in the world? She's got this fantastic afro purple hair and the nails.
There are few things in life as pleasurable as watching the women's 100 metres from the back.
Oh, just and slow it all down, Tommy. Slow it all on your marks. Oh my God. Oh my word. False start.
I'd love to get reincarnated as the sand in the women's long jump.
just lie on top of me there, you lovely woman, you. Could you imagine?
Here they come, hole first.
Hit the front door open and lying on top of me.
What a magnificent... Your ashes. Perfect. You can scatter it over it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So that, like, did you... the Jamaican, Shelley Ann Fraser, and all of this. So we're working on different stories, but we've a trillion...
Maura Gagan Quinn, all the greats.
Paul Gagan Quinn, the Community Games, under 12, Mosny, 1971, 60-yard sprint.
I don't.
Paul Gagan Quinn, full contact, full body contact.
So we are trying to, we have 3 shows to do in April, 3 shows in the Caribbean. So we've 2 already done from Cuba. So that's the lie of the land. And that's all I know what we have to do now. And we're preparing for that. And then we're going down to Montserrat. I've only ever heard of this place where most of the people have the Irish surnames and were the slaves, where many Irish people were exiled and brought over as slaves early 19th century and late 18th century. So Caribbean, that's April and May. So hopefully that's what we'll plan. But other than that, I'm lying low for January, February, March. Just lying low.
Now, when you say lying low, what do you mean?
I'm going to dig more holes and plant more trees. I'm going to give more hugs to people. And I'm going to read more Stoic. I want to become like Marcus Aurelius or Epicurus or one of the great sages of our time. I'm going to become more stoical. Stoic. I want to just control the things I can and not worry about other things and just to try and make more wisdom of the day. But I'm going to give more hugs and plant more trees and dig more holes.
I would say that you are a pretty stoic person anyway.
Do you like that idea of Tommy, what is it?
Stoicism.
Stoicism. What would you, like is it just understanding that black is white and white is black and just get on with it?
I think you have it nailed there, Hector, all right, yeah. That's pretty.
Do you know what I mean? Why are we worried about stuff we can't control? Mm. Well, I'll show you my new book for the new year.
Did you write it?
No, hang on a second. Would you want to see it?
Well, if you insist. Is it in your son's room, or are you going to another bedroom for it? He's left. He's left the room.
So, Larita, then, in terms of the flow of the year, how is it looking for you to the next couple of months?
Mine is pretty leveled now for a while. I need to recover after my trip. So there's a lot of things that need to be done in 2024 in terms of work. So I can't talk about it just yet, but there's a few things that we're going to maybe start doing in the hospice as well. So
I went to, I told you about the angiogram, yes. Didn't I? And I got the all clear.
And your heart is perfect.
Oh my God. I'm as fit now as I ever was, he said. He said, you've a tremendous heart and there's nothing wrong with you at all. And I says to him, well, what in terms of lifestyle changes, what's to be had? And he said, I wouldn't fucking bother with anything, Tom. I would not bother. You're in such good shape. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Cigars, I said. What about the cigars? Because I said, how do they, like, if I don't inhale them, how are they dangerous to me?
Yeah.
Do you mm-hmm. mean?
Very valid question.
If I do, and he said that, and I didn't know this now. He said the danger is that if you're in an unventilated room, and I would pride myself on this room being unventilated, but if you're in an unventilated room, you give yourself, you are the cause of your own passive smoking. Do you feel me? So I'd be here puffing and nothing wrong with me. Just it's all going out. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be breathing in my own smoke that I've puffed out. So I'd be the source of my own secondary cancer. Does that make sense?
It does now, yeah. But that's what, yeah. It's not a great situation. So you have to smoke it outside then.
Or just ventilate. Or from the door.
Or sue myself.
Well, best of luck with that.
Hector, tell us about the book.
Yes, my book is called The Daily Stoic. 360.
Yeah, learn how to pronounce it.
Stokes.
You're getting him mixed up with the fellow who used to play for Barcelona.
Stokes, Johnny Stokes. What about that? A traveller does stoicism. The Daily Stokes. The Daily Stokes. Today, day one. You can only control the Daily Stokes. Plenty of Stokes around the place. Stoic.
No, it's not a different language.
I say stoic. This is the way. Don't you tell me how to pronounce something, Larita. Please.
Stoic, is it not?
And how do you pronounce that?
Stoic.
Yeah. This is called
not stoic. He's not a fucking Hungarian soccer player.
This guy. This is 365 meditations. It's a daily meditation and daily, and it gives you a words on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living. And it's by best-selling author of The Obstacle in the Way, Ryan Holiday, and Stephen Hanselman. So every day is, what do you want for today? January the 3rd.
Whatever, day one. Let's start on the 1st.
Will I go to your birthday? Will I go to your birthday, Tommy?
June 16th, great day for the world.
It's a fortune-telling book.
No, but that was like the book of wonder I had. June the 16th. Oh, look at this. June the 16th, 2024, from the Daily Stokes. Don't be ashamed. There's no shame in needing help. You have a duty to fulfill like a soldier on the wall of a battle. So what if you're injured and you can't climb up without another soldier's help? And that comes from my main man for 2024. And this is him, Marcus Aurelius. Oh, yes.
Hector, I have to say, I'm not sure that reading suits you.
Why?
You're better off just talking.
No. Larita, give us your birthday. Give us your birthday.
Mine's the 28th of September.
For Tommy there, always remember there are other soldiers with you in the trench. The 28th of September, is it?
Yes.
Here we go. And this is fantastic. I'll bring this over someday to the hen house and we can sit there together and read it. God, that's written on it. Oh, Jesus Christ. You are not the trump card. That is fucking classic.
Yes.
I know. It says you hold the trump card. How appropriate that the gods put you under our control, only the most powerful ability that governs all the rest. The ability to make the right use of external appearances. This is fucking hardcore. And that they didn't put anything else under our control. Was this simply because we weren't willing to give us more? I think if it had been possible, they would have given us more. That's quite heavy now. That's a pick to us is another story.
It's not stoicism.
We could look at the upcoming day in despair about all things we can't control. Other people, our health, the temperature, everything that's out of our hands. Or we could look at the very same day and rejoice that what we can control, the ability to decide what any event means. That is it. That is it for me for 2024.
Hector, I think you're a natural optimist anyway. I don't think you need books to encourage you.
Do you think there was any stoicism in me?
What? You can't even say the fucking word. How are you supposed to adhere to the philosophy?
Do you think there was any stoicism in me up to this point?
Stoicism?
Why can't I call it stoicism? It's a new point, an Irish stoicism.
It's just a different word. It means something else. But Hector, you are full of stoicism.
Fantastic. But I never knew this. And now I found out. Somebody gave me this on New Year's Eve in Ballinrobe in County Mayo.
Oh, tell us, how was the Valkenburg and all who sailed on her for New Year's Eve?
We arrived to the fair market town of Ballinrobe at about 6 o'clock for dinner in Flannery's restaurant on the square. And there was 21 in total. I'd say about 11 adults and 10 kids, ranging in age from 14 down to 6. So they all ploughed into Flannery's and we had food there and plenty of jars, plenty of pints. We went across to Jono's then, the great Ballinrobe pub, where we consumed copious amounts of baby Guinness and pints. And then we headed to a house. A friend of ours, Michal and Fabienne, have built a beautiful house down the road, and we rang in the new year. And out on in the back garden, we saw the fireworks over Ballinrobe. And you know the two water towers as you drive in from the Neil on the right-hand side? It's an amazing journey from the Neil to Ballinrobe. It's a short journey, but there's a lovely old cemetery on the left-hand side. And I have a friend, good friend, buried there, a young lad who died way too soon, Fonzie, the man that cleaned the gutters with me, the soffit and fascia man. Fonzie's buried there, young Fonzie. But across the road is a pyramid. It looks like it should be in the pyramids of Giza. If you look to your right-hand side, that was lit up beautifully. I don't know why they have it in the middle of the field. Have you ever seen it, Tommy?
No.
It's like, I'd say it's half an acre in size, and it seems to be cement, and it's built like a pyramid. Who or what it is, I don't know. That was lit up. But then as you drive into Ballinrobe, there's two.
Are there many Egyptians in the town?
There would be in the Neil. The ancient Egyptians used that on the Silk Road. The Neil was part of the trading corridor. But then the water towers.
Named after the famous river.
Of what?
I don't know.
Tommy, I swear to God, man. It was like, look at, the factory of little men, the Neil. The Neil. Did you ever sail down the Neil from Egypt? And for five, a question for five, a bonus for five, name Egypt's most famous river, the Neil. The water towers of Ballinrobe were lit up. It was magnificent. They talk about lighting up the Sydney Opera House and the pyramids and the Eiffel Tower. Forget about it. So we rang in the new year out in a house and in the garden in Ballinrobe. Brilliant. And Dipna, my beautiful wife, whose birthday it is today, Capricorn, I'm going down to read her. I'm going to go downstairs now after this and read her some stoic quotes for the 3rd of January.
Please don't.
She'll think you have a speech impediment. She'll think it's the start of a stroke. Are you all right, Hector?
I've got to read your stoic. I've got to read the daily stoic. Why can't I say stoic? I just love that word, stoics. Stoics. Sounds like a lad in Mississippi. Do you see the stoics out in the water? The stoics.
Popeye and flamingos.
Yeah, so no, we had a good night. We had a great night. And Dipna drove home. It was nice to get back home by 4 o'clock in the morning, but brilliant to share it with friends and everyone down the Ballinrobe and in Jono's pub. Hello to everybody in Jono's pub.
And what does your lady do now for the day of her birthday? How does she spend it? Does she put much weight on it? Is it a significant event? Is there presents? Is there dinner?
Oh, yes.
Is there worship of the Clare Galway goddess?
The Clare goddess.
But she's living in Clare Galway.
Yeah, but she's a Clare goddess because she's a mighty Clare woman. The sounds of the Kilfenora Cayley band have been emanating deep from a from the kitchen all morning.
We're going deep inside her.
We're going to watch the Kilfenora live on Friday night in Glore. There's a we go down every year on the 5th of January for a massive night. The Kilfenora pay a couple of nights in Glore. So all the family are going down there to see the family in full flight. It's a full 2-hour concert, so that'll be good. But no, we had a walk in Salt Hill in the early sunlight this morning. And
oh, holding hands?
Yes. Yes. And then we had a coffee, and now I will prepare the vessels of Graham Norton wine, a little Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes. Pure class, Hector.
Pure class. A little Graham Norton, which we do like, a little cheeky little Sauvignon Blanc that's chilling in the fridge.
No point in spending too much money on her.
It's a fucking good wine, Tommy. It's a good wine, you and your Chateau Neuf de Pape. I'd say you were buying Chateau Neuf de Pape back in the day thinking you were cool. No, it's a we like a little bit of Graham in the fridge, nicely chilled. I will then add to my Le Creusot frying pan. The preparation is in full flight for the steaks. The ribeye steaks will be flambéed with the onion and the bistro and the mashed potato with a hint of Goldman mustard. And we will have one of the great Irish vegetables to celebrate this magnificent bounty of birthday straight into the new year, celebrating the power of a Capricorn mother in our kitchen. We're going to have peas, mashed potato, peas and steak and a glass of Sauvignon Blanc. And that, Tommy, to me, is utter bliss. And my wife hopefully will respond the same.
Oh, my God.
And how will she express her blissness?
Tomorrow morning, we will then make the journey to Brown Thomas, to the mecca of blissness and of complete and utter degradation of shopping. She will enter the front door there while I will stand outside before the wave of perfume and aftershave hits me. And yes, I will just go, am I ready for this? And then we will go deep into the world of BT. And hopefully about 57 minutes later, emerge with a bag and a kiss and I love you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tell me this. When is the last time either of you had an outdoor munge?
Regularly.
So by munge now, just in case people don't know, a munge is kind of like, it's more than a kiss.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, it's not slip the tongue. Well, it's you've on the verge of it, but you're definitely kind of going at one another. But it's all above board. It's all just healthy, aggressive kissing.
And the car park there in Market Street.
Do you mean public displays of affection, not necessarily outside, like in a pub or in a bar, or
it's not a public display in the sense that you're not asking people to stand around you and take photographs, but it's just like. When's the last time either of you were thrown up against a wall or threw your partner up against a wall for an outdoor munge?
Oh, Jesus, Tommy. I haven't been struggling in a long time.
You know, they used to be a lot more common in my 20s. When you'd be outside a nightclub afterwards.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course. You know, nowadays it's more civilized. I mean, you know, it's a bit more civilized, I think.
So I'm And would you be again the idea
of it? Depends on the situation, and if it comes upon you at the perfect moment, sure, you'll just go with it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, go with it 100%, wherever it is, and whether that's at mass or it's in the supermarket or if it's out in the road, wherever.
No reason. Not at the fucking supermarket. That's, you're flaunting it then. I mean, outdoor in the wind and the rain up against a wall.
In the rain. You wouldn't be outside in the rain doing that, for God's sake.
Tommy, what about up on the bog road? Up on the bog road, way away from any of the wind sweeping in on you. Have you been at that?
The only thing about starting a munge out on the bog road, Hector, is that it could get out of control fairly rapid.
And you could be in the heather.
Because there's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping you if you're munging on the bog road, and you wouldn't know what kind of queer figaries enter a woman's central nervous system.
Yes.
If she's out there in a skirt and the heathery breeze is blowing.
It's like a
call of the corn cracks on the wind. And for a moment she might be transported to who she was in the 1820s and walking back to the townland.
Oh.
With some young buck, and the two of them just fall into the heather.
Oh.
And people didn't wear underpants back then.
No.
People did not wear underpants back in the 1820s. So you'd lift up the 40 petticoats and you'd move from the furry bog to the furry bog. And before you know it, you'd be sloughing deep into the land. You could be, back in them days now, a man could get as much pleasure out of riding a wet bog hole as you could of riding a woman.
Tell me.
That things were different back then.
Jesus Christ above. This time of the year.
There is something sexy about the bog water, isn't there? The bog water, the bog heather.
With the small bit of heather in the middle of the bog water. Is that just to spice things up?
Can you imagine, Rita, just you're wearing all your different type of slips.
Yeah.
Your slips. Yeah. You'd have a few slips and a few
petticoats.
There's any amount of, what do you call them, Hector? Layers of
undergarments, yeah. But
any amount of undergarments.
Yeah. And a pair of leather
next
boots.
Thing, it's a cold enough owl day and you're walking through the bog squelching.
Yeah.
And next thing, before you know it, your mouth is open.
So delicious.
And next thing, the petticoats is lifted up and you feel your amazing wet arse just landing down on soft, squidgy bogland, and before you know it, you're being rowed out in the fresh air. I think that must be one of the most romantic. You never see those. You never see that in a film, do you? You never see
weirdly
Julia Roberts or any of them saying, "Take me up to the bog and
ride.
Take me knickers off and ride me." You never get that.
Take me sideways. No.
Bite me sideways in the bog if you've any manners at all. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Myself and the beloved would have had a good, I can't remember when it was, but definitely the last 2 or 3 months we had a good outdoor munge.
And
lovely.
I think we did. I'm almost sure we did, yeah.
You definitely
remember where now.
In your mind. In your mind it did, you did anyway.
Because you can age starts to creep up on you, and it's stuff like that that reminds you of the wildness of your youth, isn't it?
Yes.
And the kind of the enthusiasm and
you feel free.
The energy of it, the energy and how weird it must look to other people. Do you know, two people in their 50s munching the faces off each other up again.
The wall of super volume.
But yeah. it's even those little signs of affection are doing that. It's like when I was living in Spain in the Basque Country, at 11 o'clock at night, people would be walking along the street and there would be older couples holding hands and holding on to each other and showing. Irish people just sort of lose the will to touch each other as they get older, don't they? They don't hold them. Do you know the way you held hands as a boyfriend and girlfriend at 15 and 16, the way you held hands like that, but then you put the fingers through? It's those little things that wane as we get older for some reason.
Lack of interest. I think.
Yeah, but it's fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to be in bed tonight dreaming of a wet episode in a bog.
Oh, yeah.
No, Rita, no, don't be dragging me into it now.
I won't be bringing you into it, don't worry.
Bring the beloved for a walk on the next morning walk.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But I've said this to you before, you know, sometimes I just like to be held. Sometimes I like to be held and kissed without having to lead anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a straitjacket you'd need to be put into.
So sometimes say I'm getting out of the shower or something like that, you know, and I'm drying myself off, and next thing I hear the, do you mind if I come in? And I say, no, fire ahead, and the beloved comes in, and I can, she's, as John B. Keane said of a Randy Farmer, she'd be looking at me like a sick sheep, and I'd know that she'd have notions. And she'd start to kiss me and stuff, and, you know, then the hands would get hungry. And I'd say, sweetheart, please, I just want to be held. Just hold me. Hold me and mind me.
Jesus.
Do you ever get like that, Hector? I just want to be held and kissed.
I like getting this. I like getting the scratch. Just scratch me. Just scratch me like a little calf.
Yeah. A little short horn.
Just scratch me and put me to sleep.
What did you just call him, Rita?
A little short horn. Oh yeah, that's not great.
Excuse me.
They're lovely calves that have nice hair.
Short horns. How did you know that we were called the Short Horn Gilgans?
If you were Native American, your name would be Red Daddy Shorthorn.
It's a great name. What's my Native Indian name? Shorthorn.
Shorthorn. Yeah. And they are red as well. So that's
Shorthorns.
Your kinder spirits.
My this time of year, I remember this time last year where we were saying the start of the new year, but I will dig more holes and I will give more hugs. Is there anything in your mind, Tommy? You're black and white. You're black and white on the mobile. Larita.
The mobile is now black and white.
I'm going to do that because that fucking thing, that it just secretes that dopamine, and that's why we're addicted to it.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and he said to me, keep an eye out for epiphanies. And I think by epiphanies, he meant like revelations that happen. He said, this is the time of the year for it, where people understand and see things in a clearer way. Maybe it's got to do with the depth of the night. But there's something about this time of the year where people kind of finally crack the code of something or understand in a deeper way. And he said this great phrase to me. He said, epiphanies fall like meteor showers around this time of the year. And he said, keep your skylight open. Mm-hmm. A beautiful phrase.
Well, yes. He could have said, keep your Velux open, but he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Because he's a poet. So my epiphany really has been about walking. That I'm, you know, because people always be giving out to themselves about not doing enough exercise. And I kind of realise that my thing is actually walking. And I love it.
How are you going to get that vigorous exercise in a walk, though, in 30 minutes? Vigorous.
No, but that's why you'd walk for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yes.
But what about the ticker? I thought you needed to get yourself revved up.
I do, but I just take cocaine.
All right, sure, that'll do it. It's probably...
The doctor said your heart has to beat at a very fast rate for 30 minutes a day. So I just said, coke. And he said, yeah. He said, I've got some
really
high-class
stuff.
Medical quality really stuff. Bang a couple of lines of that into you. But I did a 6 miler the day before yesterday and a 5 miler yesterday.
Nice.
And I just thought this is more like it now.
Yeah, that's interesting. In January, that is an interesting time, isn't it? With the turn of the new year, it is a special time, and people do. Yeah, I like that idea. Open your mind for epiphany.
That's good. I walked loads in America, but it's boring walking around here. You walk for miles over there. You don't even realize it.
Yeah, it's Knockmore's not great for walking.
It's not great. It's a bit dangerous. Yeah, you've got to go. You have to go into Ballina for a walk,
Where's your nearest kind of forester or something?
Yeah, I've got one in Foxford, between Foxford and Knockmore. You can walk from Foxford to Knockmore, yeah. But
Remember that time you took me that?
I didn't like, take you there. That's not a dump. That is not a dump. That's a nice walk. That's a nice area. There was nothing dumped there. All there was reference to one dump was a sign saying don't dump here. That's all it said. It's not a dump. We don't have any dumps in Knockmore. That's down the Killala Road in Ballina. Just FYI, there's no dumps in Knockmore. It's a beautiful, scenic, big hill, beautiful vista with lots of cars going through it. But it's a fantastic place. Yes.
That's not what happened.
It is what happened.
What happened was I was doing a gig in Ballina and I said to Louisa, well, I'll call her to see you. She said, yeah, come on, I'll take you up to the dump. And I thought she was joking. So we arrived in the house and then we went for a drive and up this hill, up into this kind of, do you know that kind of awful new forestry they have?
Yes.
It's a conifer.
That's so close. Half a forest.
That there's nothing alive. She went up there, up in the hill and she said, isn't it lovely? And I says, yeah. And then she said, hang on there a minute. And she opened the boot of the car and fucked two big black refuse stacks full of shit.
And into the middle of the new trees.
And she says to me, empty your pockets. I says, what? She says, empty your pockets. So I don't feel fucking sweet wrapper.
Throw everything out.
Shoes. I just where to put them.
Just lay them on the ground. Yeah. You can't bait the country. Country folk.
It's beautiful. On that lovely note now, I think we should wrap things up.
Okay. Can I just say that it's been...
Please don't.
Well, no, it's been it is time to wrap this particular episode up, but it's just been fascinating to me on a number of levels. The way I was so curious about how the next few months were going to go for me and Thomas Connector.
Spent
time listening to Loretta, and I asked you loads of questions about kind of the ins and outs of where you were going and what you were going to be doing. And then I was there waiting, like, obviously now everyone's going to ask me how are the next few months planned out in my life, and neither of you gave a fiddler's fuck about what I'm doing. So you may go home
week.
Now. What do you have to do? You may fucking ride yourself on the bog, the Perry, and good luck to you, fucking Valiant Robe and fucking Epicurus and Stoics.
Fucking stop. When is the Daily Stoic back on Saturday nights? When is the Daily Stoic back on a Saturday night?
You won't answer us.
Starts now. This Saturday.
Tommy. Yes.
And can I just say the first guest, Hector?
Oh, no, you're not allowed to... go on.
Well, I know who it was. This show on Saturday is very... It's one of those shows where each of the three guests were so different and remarkable in their own way that you kind of... And that's all down... That's not down to me. That's down to the researchers. But the first guest is... He'd be... kind of familiar to you.
Oh,
in one way or another, he'd be kind of.
My word. I have a fair idea.
Now, that's it. God bless. Good luck. Mind your own business.
Fuck and to all my Stoic brothers and sisters out there, I will be with you throughout the year when you need me.
Between the penguins and the fucking Stoics.
The Stoics.
The elocution lessons the pair you need. Good luck.
Good luck. God bless. Agazia Wahagi.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.